David Page, known hooligan.
Okay.
Hi, David.
Yes.
Hi, this is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Ryan's ready to go ahead and have you on the podcast. They have the show going right now. It's a live
That's
show.
fine.
Okay, so I'm gonna go
Okay.
ahead and I'll drop you in there and you'll be on the air with them.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Boop.
Yeah, so anyways, I'm just kind of sick of it being watched by like Barrymore's people and that helicopter that was going around yesterday when I was at Walmart. I'm just sick of that. That stuff needs to stop, and so does the sun. But anyways, none of that's important. What we got coming up next is an amazing guest. He's been a TV producer and all around Americana food expert. So we will have him on right after this. And we are back.
Here.
I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us today, we have an excellent guest. He is the creator of the hit show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and the author of Food Americana, David Page. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks for having me. That was quite the intro. I am certain I will not live up to it.
Well, you made a show that I think I've seen at least, I don't know how many episodes of Diners and Drive-Ins there is. It seems like there's, like somewhere in the 5,000 to 6,000, but I've seen at least half of those for certain. So it's an amazing show. Just to showcase the food like you do, not only creates hunger, but creates desire and makes me want to explore and expand my own palate. So, thank you for contributing to that.
Well, that's very kind of you, and you're welcome.
Great, great. So, when is there a restaurant that is your favorite? I mean, you've been exposed to so many. Is there one that is your favorite?
Oh, yeah, probably a little place, the name of which I can't even remember, on the outskirts of Luxembourg City in Luxembourg. We had been shooting a long, tiring day. In among other places, the U.S. military cemetery in Luxembourg. We were doing a story related to NATO. Anyway, we were tired and kind of grumpy. And on the way back to Luxembourg City, we saw a sign for a restaurant. So we pulled in, walked in, and instantly realized the word underdressed did not even begin to explain our situation. We had walked into a very haute cuisine restaurant,
I'm
but
not even sure
before,
what that means. Does that mean fancy?
yeah, fancy schmancy, okay?
Okay.
Is that how you say it? And where are you, Flint?
Yeah,
Anyway,
I'm more of a dives guy.
yeah, okay. Before we could even consider walking out, the owner came up to greet us. And he was thrilled because he was an American expat from Tucson
Okay.
and was delighted to have a group of Americans stumble into his place.
Oh, I
And
imagine,
he
yeah.
treated us like kings, brought out his own private reserve champagne. It was just an extraordinary French style European meal.
That is
And the
a great way.
vibe.
I've dined that way before. Looks like we
Oh, the
got a
vibe
call on line
surrounding
two.
it was
Line
great.
two, what's your question for David?
Hi. I'm such a great fan, Mr. Guy Fieri. I guess I didn't know your first name was David. Who does your hair? Like, do you do that on your own? Because I've watched a
I'm
lot of
that
episodes
guy.
of the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and I loved you on the Guy's Grocery Games. But your hair has always fascinated me. It kind of looks like Anne Burnell's a little bit. Do you guys have the same stylist, or how does that happen? Is it on purpose, or is it staged? What's going on there?
Dave, you could probably clear this up, but sir, no,
Yeah,
he's the
I'll clear it
sir
up. Number
creator.
one,
Is
I'm not
Dave your
Guy.
middle name, or is it like Guy just a stage name?
Actually, Guy's a different person. I'm the producer who created the show. But I can tell you that Guy got that haircut once when he sat down and a friend of his who was a stylist said, "What should I
I
do?"
don't, I don't, I,
And Guy
hello?
said,
I don't understand. Why is this guy talking in the third person now?
Because I'm
No,
not
no,
Guy.
I'm Guy.
I don't think this caller's getting it. I apologize, David. It
That's
looks like, you know what?
okay.
This, rope? Can you put through?
Well, no, it's okay. If he, you're in Michigan, right?
Yeah, we're a little bit outside of Detroit.
Where gummies are legal. Obviously, this guy has been enjoying his legal entertainment.
Yeah, there is definitely more weed stores and gun stores now in Michigan, and that can tell you something. So it looks like
there you go.
Looks like Carol has one on line five. Line five, what's your question for David?
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I could not be better. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. I was just wondering, what is your favorite food to watch Guy Fieri eat?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? And I created the show. I did the first 11 seasons of it, so I've been gone for a while. But I will tell you that the food I enjoyed watching Guy eat was the stuff, the A-plus stuff. When I was running that show, we were always honest about whether it was good, great, awesome, terrific. But when Guy would bite into something that really set him off, that was always a joy to watch.
Yeah, that's why I keep coming back. You could get that look on his face. It was amazing. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Would he actually get a boner? I feel like I just imagine it. But I don't know.
What is with your caller base tonight?
Carol, I'm so sorry.
Carol, please, no, only Patreon callers. Carol, that was inappropriate.
All right, I'll be more careful. I'm sorry, Guy.
Yeah, it looks like we got one on nine real quick. Nine, what's your question for David?
Hey, David, I heard that, I heard a rumor that Guy Fieri always smells like cheeseburgers. Is that true?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Great. Hey, David, if you could hold on just for a second, we got to do, and it looks like it's just a little over a minute ad that the ad app wants us to kick out. So I got to push this button real quick. We'll be right back after this ad to talk more to David Price. We'll be right back.
Well, howdy there, partner. Say, have you ever tried to go out for a nice dinner with the family just to find out that you've accidentally chosen an anti-ranch establishment?
You do not have to get ranch.
Nobody has told you that you have to have ranch.
Ranch does not come with it.
Well, here at Ranch Hands Restaurant, we love ranch dressing so much, we don't even bother with the pizza or the salad. We just focus on what we do best, ranch dressing. When you join us at Ranch Hands, you'll be greeted by our lovely hostess, Devin.
Do you need some ranch?
And you'll meet our new AI host, BigsBot 5000.
Do you want some ranch?
And remember, if BigsBot 5000 doesn't give you a friendly Ranch Hands greeting within 30 seconds, your first fistful of ranch is on us. Of course, we get lots of out-of-town types who seem to have a little trouble getting with the program at Ranch Hands. Like this college boy over here.
I don't want to get ranched. I don't want ranch on it. I don't want ranch.
Hey, you can bet there's a Prius out in the parking lot with a Biden sticker on it. And don't worry, that city slicker will be galloping in the right direction once he tastes our ranch of the week. Say, what's this week's special flavor there, Cross?
Horse Machine Ranch.
Mmm, that tastes like fresh ground horse machines. Let's check in on our old pal, Mr. Prius. Hey, city boy, what's your favorite new food?
Ranch sauce, a spiced ranch sauce.
Ranch?
Ranch?
Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch. Well, all right. I knew he'd come around. Don't forget about our weekly ranch chugging contest. If you can chug 2 gallons of ranch in under 5 minutes, you get a free Ranch Hands trash barrel. Why don't you gather up the family, bring them on down to Ranch Hands for a good old-fashioned bowl of ranch. BigsBot 5000 is waiting for you.
Do you want some ranch?
And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us is creator of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and an all-around known food Americana expert, David Price. Welcome back, David.
Paid. Dude, it's not Price.
Oh, Carol, what did you write down?
I'm practicing calligraphy.
Carol, I'm so sorry, David. Let's start from the beginning. And we are back. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I'm Ryan Tolkien. With us is David Page, creator of Diner Drive-Ins and Dives. David, as a food Americana expert, tell me, what is it like when you know that somebody didn't like the food they ate, but you're there shooting a show, so to say? Does that happen, or has it not really happened?
No, we vetted all, and again, this is from my time there. I don't know what they're doing now. But in my day, we vetted extremely carefully, and on the rare occasion that we walked in and found the place not up to our standards, we would leave. We would apologize and head out. Now, yeah, the network,
that makes sense, 'cause you don't wanna deal with it.
Did not realize. What's that?
I was going to say, you wouldn't want to deal with it from if it was bad and under. I mean, you guys, like you said earlier, you're going to report out what you see, right? It isn't about paid endorsements or anything. So it, you also risk then saying something that maybe would cause legal responses, right? So it's just not worth it on so many.
No. Fact-based opinion is protected. I married my First Amendment lawyer. That was never an issue.
Great. So looks like line three. Line three, what's your question for David?
Hi, David. I watch all of your shows. I love the Kitchen Nightmares and all those. They're really, really good. I just had a question. Like, when you go to do the restaurant reviews and rescues and stuff, like, when you go to a restaurant, like, what is the way that you want to... Because I got my kids now. I got custody of my kids. What's the right way to warm up a hot dog? Like, how are they supposed to be doing that?
There's all sorts. I mean, you can put a hot dog on a flat top, you can put it in a frying pan, you can boil it, you can microwave it.
Yeah, but what's like the right, should I put ranch? Like, do I do ranch on it?
What's the deal, guys? Is this whole thing a gag?
No, I just want to know how to warm up a hot dog.
I'm
Ryan,
sorry.
Is the whole podcast a joke? I mean,
you get some interesting... Yeah, we do get some interesting callers, but no, we're not.
Okay,
we're, the whole thing
so
is a joke.
My
name is Ryan Tolkien.
I've been called Guy. I've had two phone calls about ranch dressing. I've had someone ask me what Guy smells like. Any other calls coming in?
Yeah, it looks like we have one on 10. 10, what's your call for
okay.
David?
Okay.
Hello. Yes, this is Braley in Seattle, and I just wanted to ask you to comment on the incident where you were accused of having poisoned food on purpose. Do you have any comment on that?
Guys, I'm gonna...
I'm unfamiliar with this news story, David.
I'm unfamiliar with it, so... Listen, it's been a pleasure, but it's getting late, and I'm going to have to say bye. Thanks for having me.
Please don't leave us.
David Price, everybody. Don't forget, he created Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and Food Americana and the hot dog, I think. Good night, everybody. This has been Reasonable Sanity Podcast.